Delighted to say we've been joined by a guest in the commentary box who's going to stay with us for a little while this evening. We've interrupted his little night out with the staff of Blackburn Rovers. It's their manager, Gary Bowyer, who's come up to join us. Gary, a big fan of cricket?
Oh, I love me cricket. I grew up watching Notts under Richard Hadley and Clive Rice, and Derek Randall was my hero. So always been interested in cricket, and it's something we did last year with the staff, just brought them away from the hustle and bustle of training ground and brought them here, and we had a good night, so we've come again and been richly entertained by the opening start.
And one or two Rovers fans part of the Lancashire squad here.
Yeah, apparently so. Josh Butler is certainly one.
There are,
you know, obviously when he gets time to finish playing cricket, he can come and have a kickabout with us.
Absolutely. What have you made of watching cricket in the last 12 months? I mean, we talk a lot about cricket at press conferences, and this time last year I was coming to an Ashes series here and not seeing Blackburn Rovers play Derby on the opening day because of it, and England were winning the Ashes in the last 12 months. They've not looked like that since.
No, it's been a difficult year for them, like you say, from winning the Ashes here to going down under and getting heavily beaten. But I think it's like anything in sport, it goes in cycles, and you know, I'm sure that the ECB and everybody connected to it will, you know, get it back on track.
Yeah, and certainly this weekend the next test at Southampton is one to look forward to, and then it's here at Old Trafford, where this ground is certainly made for test cricket now, isn't it, looking around it?
It's a magnificent venue. Like you say, we're looking at the old pavilion there, and that had a lot of history, and you know, the ground has been so brilliantly redeveloped. It's a magnificent arena.
And looking at that old pavilion, they've kept the tradition about it really nicely, haven't they? I know there's all sorts of new things gone into it, but the style and the way in which it was built has remained the same.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important for the history of the ground, you know, and like you say, the way they've done it is it fits in with the new arena, so they've done very well with it.
How busy are you at this stage of the season? What's life like for a football manager at this time of year?
Well, to be honest, you're just counting the days, really, to get away from the pre-season friendly games and get the proper games in. But you're just, obviously, it's busy in terms of bringing players in and obviously trying to address the bank balance, if you like, within the football club, and it's continuous, but it's something that we love and we enjoy, and fortunately this summer we've had a good summer with the weather, so it's been great for us.
There are means to an end pre-season friendlies, aren't they? If you read social media, the minute you concede a goal in a pre-season friendly, you get supporters saying, "There goes my pre-season optimism," sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, Man United won 7-0 last night, and I bet all the Man United fans are saying, "That's it, we're winning the league again." And you're on a hide into nothing in some of the games because, you know, you're playing them and all it is about getting the fitness and getting the timings back. But, everybody knows within the game that these games don't really count for too much. And like you say, if you concede a goal, that's it. Your defence is weak and we need strengthening in that. And if we don't score, then you've got to go out and spend on a striker. But our lads have done really well. And a lot of clubs do the same, where, you know, you train the morning of the game that you're playing and tire them so that you see how they are under those types of situations.
It's an absolutely fabulous night for cricket. It was a fabulous night for football last night as well. If anything, was it 2-1?
Well, for the players, yeah. For us, it was a great night, like I say. But no, it was a good night. There was a great crowd there, which obviously I heard you talking about the finances for Accrington. So, you know, we all hope that we can all do our little bit and chip in. And there was a good turnout. So, you know, we've done that for them. And it was a good game.
Scott Regis replacing Andy Bayes as we see the Lancashire players wander out to the middle, joined by the Durham opening pair of Scott Borthwick and Phil Mustard. So 165 is the target for Durham to win this game. The Blackburn Rovers manager Gary Bowyer is alongside us. You're going to stay for a few overs then, Gary?
No, I'd love to.
Do your best Jeffrey Boycott impression.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
No?
No. Told you I was a Notts fan, so I didn't concentrate on Yorkshire.
Yorkshire weren't your... We had Simon Grayson up into the commentary box at at Headingley a few weeks
ago. Did you?
Yeah.
I was with him today. We were at a manager's meeting about the referees and what they're going to do this year. So I was with him today and he said, oh, you're going to the cricket, aren't you? So this time last year, like when we came, he was here. So I, obviously with his family connection, he knows that he's got a better expertise and knowledge of this game than me, that's for sure.
Yes, because his brother being head coach at Essex.
Yeah.
So 165 off 120 deliveries is the equation for the Durham Jets. Stephen Croft will bowl the first over from the pavilion end at Borthwick and Mustard on strike. Well, Simon gave us so much stick being a Yorkshireman, you see. So we had to kick him off air because he was banging the Yorkshire drum far too often.
Well, it was funny because last year when we came, it was Lancashire, Yorkshire here. And Yorkshire didn't really put any kind of a fight up, so we had a bit of banter with the staff that come from Yorkshire.
Croft bowls the first delivery, and it's Mustard on strike. He leans forward and just kind of tucks the ball through the onside, and that's the first run chalked off for Durham. We should have a fascinating game there, shouldn't we? I mean, 164 now from 119 deliveries. Durham will fancy their chances, I think.
Well, I think Lancashire got off to such a fantastic start, didn't they? The opening pair were smacking it all over the ground, and it was entertaining to watch. But, you know, full credit to Durham, they pegged them back, and like you say, they will fancy the chances of picking this off.
Croft balls again, and it's forward, and it's driven through the offside, and there is one more run. So Mustard and Borthwick are the opening pair for the Jets, the Durham Jets. It's Croft from the pavilion end. Comes in and bowls to Mustard, who pushes back down the pitch, and Croft collides into Borthwick as he tries to stop the ball to his left-hand side. He takes the ball, he takes the man, takes the whole lot there, Stephen Croft. But he prevents a run, that's the most important thing. We're in the first six overs of power play, don't forget, so fielding restrictions apply. So just two fielders outside the 30-yard circle, currently at long off and at deep mid-wicket. It's Croft in bowls again to Mustard, who Mustard tries to drive through the offside, hits the bottom edge, squirts down to short fine leg. Kabir Ali comes in and hurtles the throw in towards the non-strikers and trying to run Phil Mustard out. And bails were dislodged, but I don't think that was a direct hit. It may have just flicked off Stephen Croft. Anyway, Mustard was home, so it's one more run for Durham. Move to three without loss, and we're four balls through the first over of this Durham innings. Borthwick back on strike, who's having such a fabulous season for Durham in Championship cricket and T20 cricket. It's Crofton again, Borthwick forward and drives, but straight to Ashwell Prince at extra cover, and there is no run. One ball left to go of this first over from Stephen Croft, as he often does. He opens the bowling for Lancashire in this format. Back in again, touch flat a little quicker. And Borthwick again forward and drives and picks out Prince at extra cover. That's the first over complete. Lancashire had 12 on the board at the end of their first over, and Durham have three. So it's a nice bright start by the Lancashire line. So I wonder, Gary Basie may have asked you, I mean, how many games do you get to come and see?
Not enough, really. But like you say, with the T20 and it playing in the evenings, it gives us a bit of opportunity, especially in pre-season. But I think it's a great night out for everybody, you know. You only have to look at the size of the crowd tonight and the entertainment that they get. I think it's a real good family night out.
There's quite a few Blackburn Rovers supporters in the team. I know you mentioned this with Andy before. Josh Butler is born in Taunton,
yeah,
but supports Blackburn. But his favourite, I asked him when he signed, his favourite player is Alan Shearer.
That's the
connection
that,
there.
Yeah.
I said, what the heck's a lad doing from Taunton supporting Blackburn Rovers? It's slightly random, so he explained that.
Yeah.
But there's a few more. Alex Davis is a Blackburn fan,
yeah,
the wicketkeeper.
Yeah.
Simon Kerrigan's a Blackburn fan.
Yeah.
As Kabir Ali starts from the Stay the Men, running into ball to Mustard. And Mustard goes forward and presses the ball through the offside. Clark! Oh, it's an excellent bit of fielding by Clark. It's short extra cover. Gathers the ball. Throws in towards the stumps at the non-striker's end. Mustard was home. He got a run. The ball actually hit him. So it's four without loss as we start the second. So there's Kerrigan, there's Davis, there's Butler.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's another Blackburn Rovers supporter in this Lancashire team.
Well, once they get some time, it'd be great to get them up. And you know, they could come and join in training with us. And I think one or two of our lads fancy themselves in the nets against a couple of them. Dunny's a particularly good cricketer.
His Kabir into Borthwick goes back and pushes to mid on. There's no run. So Dunny reckons he could face a bit of...
Dunny's good. We had a game in Portugal amongst the staff a little bit. We had a game of cricket one evening there, and Dunny joined in, but someone bowled him and he wasn't too happy. It was me.
His absolute snorter, was it? Yorker?
No, I removed his off stump with a little bit of an off cutter.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
What a good delivery. Here's Kabir in, bowls to Borthwick. It's down the leg side. It was just shuffled across his stumps. And the ball must have drifted over the top of leg stump. So no wide signal through to the gloves of Davis. But did he wheel away in celebration? Arms aloft.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn McGrath style.
Anything against Dunny, you know? Anything against Dunny. When you get one up on Dunny, you've got to celebrate it. But he's a good cricketer. There's one or two that fancy the chances. So it'd be good if we could organise something like that.
I like it. There's definitely something that must be done with
that. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Here's Kabir in again. Ball's an absolute snorter to Borthwick. He just drops his hands. Ball beats him. It's into the gloves of Alex Davis, and there is no run. Perhaps, yes, yeah, Simon Kerrigan bowling to one of the one of your lads with Alex Davis as keeper.
Yeah, and then Josh Butler in goal with his wicket-keeping gloves in to save a penalty from Jordan Rose.
Andy Bayes and Scott Reid on the microphone. Commentary live on BBC Radio Lancashire. I can see it happening.
Andy Bayes doesn't normally come to our games, does he?
Here comes Kabir in, bowls to Borthwick, shuffles back into his crease, clips it off his hip to backward square leg. Prince just in front of the point fields for Lancashire. One further run for Durham, five without loss. One ball left of Kabir's first over and the second of the Durham Jets innings. Did you play when you were a kid then, Terry?
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot of cricket, like I say, watching Notts play at the time when they had a fantastic team. And my first job as a school kid was working in Derek Randall's indoor cricket centre.
Kabir bowls, it's fallen, it's driven by Mustard up towards Wayne White at mid-on. And there's one run, end of the over, six without loss, Mustard four and Borthwick on two. The target for Durham to win this game is 165. And did you meet them, the man himself?
Yeah, no, he's a legend. And he put his name to the business. And like I say, it was a big thing at the time then, the indoor cricket. And he used to run soccer cricket schools in the summer holidays. And I was part of the coaching side on that. I was only about 14, 15 myself, but it was all for the little kids, and it was brilliant, and it was fantastic. And then a couple of the other Notts lads, Andy Pick, don't know if you remember him, a bowler, and Paul Johnson, the batsman, Bruce French as well. So there was a few of them knocking about at the time, so it was a great time for me to learn how to play cricket.
Magic. Here's Kyle Jarvis. He's making his T20 debut for Lancashire. He comes in from the pavilion end. He bowls to Mustard, who goes forward, pushes the ball again through the offside, Croft's at point, and you'd be reluctant to take on the arm of Stephen Croft in that position, so he's to it pretty quickly, Croft, and throws powerfully in towards the stumps at the non-striker's end, and Mustard rather is sent back by Borthwick, and there is no run. Here is Jarvis back in again to Mustard, unbeaten on five, just shuffles back into his crease and drops it into the onside, up to Khawaja, who's at mid-wicket. And Mustard gets another run, so he moves to five, seven without loss. We're into the third over here at Old Trafford. You're listening to ball-by-ball commentary on BBC Radio Lancashire. We're online too via Radio Manchester, Radio Lancashire, Radio Newcastle with us this evening as well for the Lancashire Lightning against the Durham Jets. It's the final T20 group game for Lancashire as Jarvis bowls. It's pulled by Borthwick, an attempt to pull in the end. Runs up to mid-on and there is no run. And Lancashire looking to try and finish top of this group and make sure that they sign off with another victory and probably take on Glamorgan in the quarter-finals on a Friday evening here at Old Trafford.
When would that be?
Week tomorrow. Oh, see, now Gary's going to check his diary, see if he can come and do some more summarising for us. Here comes Jarvis in, he bowls and Borthwick pulls over the head of Khawaja at mid-wicket and turns and comes back for a couple of runs take Durham Jets to nine without loss.
That doesn't clash with our game against Cardiff on the Friday, does it?
No, well before the season starts, yeah.
I was going to say I'd have to miss the Cardiff game otherwise.
It's worth it. Here's Jarvis, two balls left of his first over. Moves in from the pavilion end and bowls to to Borthwick. Oh, something's just disrupted Jarvis there. And just as he was through his follow-through, he just pulled out. And a dead ball has been signalled by the umpire. So score remains on 9 without loss. See, I reckon you'd have heard commentaries, cricket commentary on the radio for years and years. You ever think you'd be sat here doing a little bit?
I really like listening to David Lloyd when he's banter's brilliant, and obviously being someone from Lancashire as well. So it's an interesting sport, isn't it? I love it. I think it's the T20 has just brought more fans back to the game, you know. I just hope we can regain the Ashes soon.
Well, there is a whole different subject which we could probably talk about for hours. Here comes Jarvis, last ball of his first over. Comes in, bowls, musters, shuffles down the pitch, and it's really well stopped at wide mid-on. And in the end, that's the end of the over. So 11 without loss. The Jets through the first three. Are you off? Is it Pim's o'clock? Is that what it is?
No, it's not. I think I better pass on to the experts, you know. John Fyland's with us at the moment. He's been helping out, and he's Aussie, obviously, and he's been giving us a stick all night about how we invented this game and we're no good at it anymore. So I've got to go and put him right. But listen, I appreciate this. It's been fantastic. Really enjoyed it.
Glad you've enjoyed it.
No, it's been brilliant.